I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Maury Wills willed his way into the 1962 All-Star Game, and it wasn't easy. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I saw what you did there, Bill.
Yeah.
Willed his way into the league.
It wasn't easy.
Very nice. Yeah. Hey, Bill, we got new friends.
Yeah?
Hello, and this is very special to me, my home away from home. Hi to all our new listeners in Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, Marquette.
Not only that, but Baraboo, Prairie du Chien, Oconomowoc. Also, the towns of Luck, Independence, and Liberty.
Excellent. We're going to begin our talk today with some losers. I give you England, bounced from the Euro Cup on Monday.
I don't want it back.
I know. Nobody does at this point. If they're out of the European Union, they don't want them either. Anyway, perennial powerhouse Iceland bounced them right out of the tournament. Iceland!
I'm sorry. I don't care if Iceland beats the United States at this point. I love those guys. Iceland can come over and play in the Copa Americas for all I care.
Have you a favorite among the tabloid headlines inspired by England's unlikely loss to Iceland in those European championships?
Actually, it's not a tabloid. It's from the Times of London, and the headline is, "Take your language with you," British told. Zootalore!
Shortly after Iceland's win, a video went viral of Iceland announcer Gumi Ben announcing that winning goal, and we're going to listen to it. I'm pretty sure.
Once NORAD came off alert, everything was fine.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure my dog understood that.
I fully admit I do not speak Icelandic, but I don't think those were words.
And yet, it was unmistakable what he was trying to say. We talked a few weeks ago about San Francisco Giants pitcher Madison Bumgarner's desire to take part in the home run derby at the All-Star Game this year, and apparently that's not going to happen. Why not?
Well, the players' union, according to Bruce Bochy, says they don't want a pitcher taking another player's spot. Once again, you know, it seems like people who organize and run professional sports at the top level have some sort of quirk about not letting people have as much fun as possible.
Yeah, this is sort of an NFL-ish thing to
do. It's a very Goodellian move on the part of the players' union.
Charlie, we have not spoken since Pat Summitt died on Tuesday. She was diagnosed back in 2011 with early onset Alzheimer's disease. No Division I basketball coach has presided over more wins than her total of 1,098 of them, and Tennessee women won 8 national championships under her guidance. Your thoughts on her career and her impact?
She's a genuine pioneer, and as I think we said in other contexts, this has been a really bad year for icons.
Mm.
She changed the face of women's basketball and through that, the face of women's sports in this country. She is no worse than one of the 3 best basketball coaches of any kind who ever lived in this country. I mean, that's not arguable anymore.
That's quite a distinction as well. Let's talk a little bit about upsets. Leicester City, as Premier League champions, was an enormous upset earlier this year. Does Marcus Willis's accomplishment at Wimbledon compete with that?
Well, I mean, they're already pitching a movie about the guy.
Of course they are.
I mean, he won 6 victories in qualifying, and then by the way, he's the world's number 776th ranked player. I didn't think the rankings went down that low. How do you distinguish between the world's number 772nd and 773rd ranked player?
Tie break.
I mean, did one guy break a shoelace or something during a changeover, so he drops one spot to 773? Anyway, Marcus has been rampaging through Wimbledon. He beat number 54, Ricardis Berankis, and I wouldn't know Ricardis Berankis if he sat in my lap. But already there's a movie guy interested in his story because Marcus Willis's other job is teaching tennis to 5-year-olds.
Yeah, that's right.
Somewhere Bud Collins is smiling at this.
The fiscal year has ended, and it was a bad one for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. He lost over $2 million in salary. I just don't know how he's going to take that kind of hit.
Well, he's got $32 million other ways to keep himself from utter despair. Yeah, he made $32 million in the fiscal year 2015, in which he was sort of a fool. So this is another proof that America is a great country.
The China American Football League. I'm sorry, I can't quite say that without laughing a little
bit. Well, man, this is great. Are you kidding?
They held their inaugural draft last month, and play will begin in October. So are we excited about American football in China?
Well, I honest to God have to pick a team. And I'm not going to go with the Beijing Lions because that's like, you know, stepping in and becoming a Dallas Cowboys fan. You got to go out and find yourself an underdog. I thought very seriously about the Qingdao Clipper, because I like singular nicknames like Crimson Tide and Green Wave. But then I saw the logo for the Shenzhen Naja, and they have a cobra.
A cobra.
I think that's my ball club.
Okay.
Yes. I think I think I'll be following them and probably going to Las Vegas and betting on them.
All right. Here's a headline for you. Yamir Yager gives sandwich to photographer camped outside his house. I wonder if that's some kind of Czech hospitality thing.
Way to go, Yaramir. It's a good-looking sandwich, too. I mean, they made a sandwich. It looks like a ham and cheese.
Yeah.
And Yaramir put in a banana and a Twix bar.
Sure.
To go. It's like, I wonder if he put it in a brown paper bag. You know, next time I'm down there, if I'm stuck for lunch, I'm just going to go sit out in front of Yaramir Yager's house with a camera.
There you
exactly.
Go. Perfect. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well, of course. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Hi, Wisconsin.